96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Olpe Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this final Friday of 2023. It is 7:24, 34 degrees on our way to 41 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Gina Sheevy with Front Porch Jams of Lyon County. And no, we're not winter jamming. We're going to do a little previewing and reviewing here this morning. Gina, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, we are doing all right. I know that the schedule came out here, about a week or so ago. Pleased are you to unveil things now and kind of, just put it out there that you're going to have a really nice concert series coming up next year?
It's great to be able to do that a little bit early. Like I've said in previous seasons, it just keeps getting more popular and noticed, and I have to thank KVOE so much for all of that as well. But we have dates locked in for 2024, so they'll be mostly on Fridays, June, July, and August, the last Friday of the month, and then in September, the last Saturday of the month. But so the musician all call is out. If anyone would love to be a part of that work, we would love to have you apply.
I would assume it's not going to take long to get the artists, lineup filled, because a lot of folks are interested in taking part, not only, to jam and do what they like to do, but you're helping out great causes here too, Gina.
We sure try to, for sure. And the way that it works for Front Porch Jams is that we gather people around music in order to benefit a local cause. And so the local families that play host, they offer the use of their porch to the musicians for an evening of music. And then as people come to the events, their entry is by donation for the local cause. And so a representative of that cause is invited to speak on its behalf to benefit the Lyon County communities. And so we already have those porches locked in for the season. I'm incredibly glad to be able to say that at this point so that we can let musicians know early when they get it on their schedules. And it gives us a better chance of being able to get just a lot of incredible local talent that we have in this area. So very, very pleased about all of that.
Boy, speaking of the local talent, we might as well talk about the actual schedule here and who's going to be on. And granted, we'll be putting this out periodically here for the next few months, but just to kind of continue the teasing process, who's going to be part of Front Porch Jams next year?
Well, I can tell you that I know the majority of the musicians I have had in the past have reached out saying, I'm coming back, just let me know dates, when can I play, and that kind of thing. And we have been fairly selective because the people who host the jams at their own porches and their own homes, they do also have some requests for different musicians they've seen in the past. And so that's been a unique and new thing that has happened in the last two seasons. And so I know that Jesse Jack Sample, who is one of our biggest players that comes, plans to come back with his full band, which would be amazing. So I know that's one that has definitely been listed. But the rest I'm going to keep to myself right now because they're still sorting out dates. But I do know that it will be some of the same quality that you've seen before. And I know Barry Williams and the Time Travelers have already said, hey, we'd like to do that again, and they're just a local favorite. So now it's really up to, let's look at the causes that we can play for and get it going.
So where will the porches be this year?
Well, for most of the porches, they'll be in the Olpe and Emporia area. Okay. And so I know that for the Emporia area, Barry Williams is looking to host with Craig and Joni Black and Don Wamser, and they
that was a great location there too, by the way.
That was wonderful. They were wonderful hosts, and they are looking to do the kickoff in June. And so that's where we'll start for us. And then Gary and Martha Jones, we had to cancel their show last year due to pending weather that, you know, it ended up being a beautiful day.
Yes.
but we had people coming from out of state. For multiple people, we're bringing in people from out of state for the last jam. And we're like, we better call it so that no one is caught, you know, coming all this way in a bad storm. But Gary and Martha are going to go ahead and host the finale. And so those are two that we know we needed to make good on that, because they've been great hosts to us, and they didn't get to have their show. So hopefully we can have the Joe Foster and his family and Buck Brandt and all the people who are supposed to play that September show come on back and do that next September. So that's the plan for now.
Gina Sheevy again joining us here with as we talk about the Front Porch Jams of Lyon County 2024. And you know one of the things, the music is outstanding, it's phenomenal, and the causes are too. I mean, last year's effort helping out USD 252, the Southern Lyon County Honor Flight, looking at your Facebook post, $3,500 from the concert series just going to Honor Flight, and then over $500 also going to the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center for its work at Emporia State University. I'm assuming those two causes are at least already being conversed about as being potential beneficiaries here for the 24 set.
Absolutely. I know that the Honor Flight especially is just so near and dear to people's hearts in this entire area, you know, not just Lyon County. A lot of the veterans and families that come from multiple counties around, and even some of those veterans travel quite a long distance to just come here to go to the Honor Flight. And Megan McGuire, Stacey Garrett, Mike Argerbright did an incredible job with that program, making sure that they could get veterans signed up and able to have that experience. And so anything that we can do to help them, that's always been a really big showing when that is the cause. But it's really steeped in a lot of our hearts. I know both of my older daughters have been able to go multiple times, and they are still in touch with their veterans. So it lasts well beyond the trip. It is a lifelong friendship for those students and those veterans. It's very, very special.
Well, we heard some of the numbers from last year. Were you happy with the way 2023 went, Gina?
Absolutely. I mean, maybe, I don't know. This is the way I look at it. You know, we show up and there were $0, and we leave and there's dollars. And so whatever we are able to collect is a gift and a blessing in itself. And so I think that we've got to keep that in mind, that it's more than what we had yesterday, and we're just so grateful for people's generosity. You know, we have a suggested donation, but honestly, whatever people feel that they can give. Times are not easy for everyone, and if the cause speaks to them, we want them to be able to give what they can, and that's how it works. And so we're just grateful to have them there so we can play for them. We're also grateful that we can do something that's bigger than ourselves in all of this, which is really the point. It's really the point.
Well, what a great year it was last year, and looking forward to another wonderful season of Front Porch Jams here in Lyon County to benefit a number of really worthy local causes. And Gina, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And, of course, Gina will be performing too this year, right? Of course.
I perform every year. Yeah, I perform every year. I don't like to put myself out there.
Well, I like to put you out there. You're out there.
Well, thank you so much. You're so kind. I look forward to it. It's something that I honestly could not do without the help of my husband and my family. They are the other legs of the stool that help keep this running and going. I could not do that without them. I could not do it without the musicians, without the porch hosts, without the sponsors for the musicians. I'll put that out there. Your end-of-the-year donation, tax-free donation. We take donations to the Emporia Community Foundation, and all of that money is used to pay the musicians for their time and efforts and travel. So I would absolutely love to see that put out there as well. But musicians, we are doing an all-call, so go to our Front Porch Jam Facebook page for that, and absolutely, you know, sign up or just message me, and we'll get talking so we can get you on.
Well, and we would like to offer, too, to step up you know, our promotion of Front Porch Jams. I'll be in touch with you and let you know what I have in mind, all right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, you guys have already done so much. Thank you so, so much for always supporting this mission and effort. We so appreciate it.
Well, Gina, very blessed by you. Well, thank you. We appreciate you saying that. Well, always a pleasure to talk to you. Gina, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Gina.
You too. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Gina Sheevy, Front Porch Jams of Lyon County, setting the scene for 2024. Chuck?
In more ways than one. So we will continue to let you know more about the Front Porch Jams of 2024, the Lyon County series coming up here as the year progresses, getting towards June. And want to let you know, too, that next week's Newsmaker package is